Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FMA News at 12 hours. Today, Thursday, the 31st of July, 2025, with wind gusts of 47 kilometers per hour. It's currently 21 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Sean Tembo endorses the brand Mundubile for Tonse Alliance chairperson. A veteran politician criticizes lack of democratic progress in Zambia, and at least 30 killed by Israeli fire while waiting for aid, Gaza Civil Defense Ministry says.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. Tonse Alliance spokesperson and Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo has endorsed a PF and Porokoso Member of Parliament, Brian Mundubile, as a suitable candidate for the position of Alliance chairperson. Mr. Tembo has described Mr. Mundubile as a sober-minded leader who is not driven by a hunger for power. Speaking during Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Tembo has stated that the chairmanship of the Tonse Alliance would be held by a member of the PF as it remains the largest party within the alliance. He has emphasized that while the PF will assume leadership, no individual faction within the party will be allowed to dominate or hijack the leadership process. Mr. Tembo has also disclosed that the alliance intends to engage with the family of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu after the mourning period to determine whether he left any form of political guidance, such as a will or preferred successor, before proceeding with an internal election to select the alliance chairperson. Meanwhile, the opposition leader has criticized the government's debt restructuring program, stating that it has failed to deliver tangible results for the Zambian economy.
When we select a chairman for Tonse, that chairman will come from the Patriotic Front. Okay? Because they are the biggest member of the Tonse Alliance. So it would only be appropriate for that chairman to come from the Patriotic Front. But I do not subscribe to people trying to hijack the process and impose themselves as chairman. Because for current purposes, the constitution is very clear. In the absence of the chairman, the vice chairman acts until such a time that we will do select a substantive chairman. If I was given a preference among the PF leaders in terms of who I would wish, if I was given that preference, I think I would put my choice on Honorable Brian Mundubile. I think he's sober, and I think he can take us somewhere.
Veteran politician Akashamba Twambikusita Lewanika says Zambia has made little meaningful progress in strengthening its democracy since it embarked on multi-party system in 1991. Speaking when he featured on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Mr. Lewanika has noted that the country has failed to decolonize its economy and continues to rely heavily on foreign investment, limiting true economic independence. He has cited the continued existence of what he termed as oppressive legislation, including the Public Order Act and the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act, as evidence of political efforts to suppress opposition and entrench power. Mr. Lewanika has further expressed concern over the selective application of the law, as well as deteriorating infrastructure, which he believes has worsened the country's democratic and developmental standing compared to the colonial era.
When we talk about political freedom, we are talking about freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of association, freedom of conscience. Almost in all those factors, we have had reversals continuing reversals even after 1991. And unfortunately, since independence and since 1991, we have almost been bending backward to prove that those who thought we were not ready to govern ourselves were right. We were to jump back to the current situation. Mm. I mean, a government that can't bury its former president, I mean, that's not a great big of success or self-governance capacity. Managing the economy, we have not decolonized the economy.
In other news, the Minister of Transport and Logistics has dismissed media reports suggesting that approximately 300 Tazara employees are at risk of losing their jobs following recent remarks made by Minister Frank Tayali at State House regarding the Tazara concession. According to Ministry Public Relations Unit, these remarks have been deliberately misrepresented by individuals whose motives are clearly aimed at derailing a transformating project with vast potential not only for Zambia but for the entire region. In a statement, the ministry has clarified that contrary to the misinformation being circulated, no employee currently working for Tazara will lose employment. It has explained that approximately 200 to 300 employees will be transitioned to work under the Consonair, while the majority will continue in their current roles under Tazara. In more news, the Anti-Corruption Commission says a total of 1,405 corruption cases remain under active investigation as of close of the second quarter of 2025. Speaking during a media briefing, media breakfast meeting, I beg your pardon, SEC Director General Daphne Chabu has disclosed that the commission received four cases from the Financial Intelligence Center referrals this year, which are being investigated, along with five other cases opened in 2024. Mrs. Chabu has further revealed that in the last 6 months, the commission received 375 reports of suspected corruption. Out of these, 264 cases contained actionable elements. 219 investigations were authorized, 41 cases were referred to other institutions for further action, and 15 arrests were made.
A total of 1,405 cases remain under active investigation by close of the second quarter. From the Financial Intelligence Center, its referrals, the Anti-Corruption Commission received four cases this year, which are currently under investigation, in addition to five cases that were received in 2024. These two continue to be investigated. During the last 6 months, 375 reported cases of suspected corruption were received. 264 of those cases contain actionable corruption issues. 219 investigation cases were authorized by my office. 41 cases were referred to other institutions for action. 15 arrests were made. 50 residential buildings and 80 motor vehicles.
Meanwhile, SEC Board Chairperson Justice Evans Hamaundu said the commission is working to introduce measures aimed at speeding up investigations in response to public concern over the slow pace at which some cases are handled.
Moving forward, the board and several stakeholders have observed that most cases under investigation have often taken very long to be concluded. Admittedly, some cases are complex in nature and may require more time to be finalized. However, the board is now set to put in measures that will ensure a quick turnover of cases under investigation. The public should soon expect to see matters being concluded quickly. In order to achieve this, the Commission will leverage on the existing interagency collaboration with other law enforcement agencies to share expertise, knowledge and resources, among other things. The board has also resolved to give the public regular updates on the progress of all matters that are in the public domain. The Commission wishes to appeal to all stakeholders to cooperate whenever called upon or requested to provide information necessary.
Now, Minister of Health, Dr. Elijah Muchima, has expressed concern over the decline in Zambia's exclusive breastfeeding rates for infants aged 0 to 6 months, which have dropped from 70% in 2018 to 64% in 2024. Speaking during the launch of the 2025 World Breastfeeding Week in Lusaka, Dr. Muchima has noted that the decline is worrying, particularly considering the critical health benefits of exclusive breastfeeding, including protection against childhood illnesses. He has acknowledged that while Zambia's rate remains above the World Health Organization target of 50% by 2025, the downward trend reflects a